Syracuse hospitals had 10 to 15 overdoses coming in nearly every day last week, believed to be from synthetic cannabinoids or a drug called Spike. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the number of overdoses from Spike are up significantly, and health officials worry about another potential threat.
Last week, Upstate University Hospital had 26 overdoses from Spike, and Krauss Hospital had 19. The drug comes in brightly colored packages, looks like potpourri, and is sprayed with various chemicals. Michelle Kaliva, director of the Upstate New York Poison Center, says they have seen this before around this time of year.
Because these are synthetic or man-made, the chemical configurations get tweaked, so you never quite know what the clinical signs and symptoms are going to be.
Kaliva says patients exhibit cardiac and kidney effects, but what she says is disconcerting are reports of Spike being contaminated with rat poison in other parts of the country.
There has been some worry that we're going to see people present with bleeding from the gums or lightheadedness or, you know, various types of unexplained bleeding, and it's because some of this product has been tainted with rat poisoning.
Kaliva says anyone who develops those symptoms should call the Poison Center so they can report it to the New York State Department of Health. The Syracuse Police Department's drug unit is investigating the overdoses, but have not yet narrowed down the specific source. A spokesperson says it could be as simple as more people using Spike. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.